An ambulance car rushes through the highway to get to the hospital. Turn on the sirens and push the throttle. A life is at stake, but the ambulance had to stop and pay a tall fee. Apparently, arguments were made, and the patient's well-being seemed to have been put in the back seat. Let's talk about this. What exactly happened, Niu Honglin?
On April the 2nd, 2018, on the highway named Xinglin, apparently from Xingtai to Linxi, kind of highway, we're seeing an ambulance rushing through with a patient in it. But suddenly, the ambulance stopped at a toll station, and the electronic meter showed that the driver should pay a toll fee of 25 yuan. It's not a lot of money, but the driver was furious. Ooh. He said that I am trying to save a patient. Ooh. This is a vehicle to rescue people. A human life is in the ambulance,
Preach.
And it's with great value. Why am I paying this 25 yuan, which cannot even get me a decent meal?
Rage!
And the toll collector said, ambulance was not within the scope of vehicles. I didn't set or write down the regulations. It was according to the regulation of the nation or the province. And your car is not within that scope. So you need to pay that. And the surveillance footage at the toll station showed that the family member of the patient paid the fee after 5 minutes.
Yeesh.
I think they are actually
the heroes
that care enough.
The heroes,
trying to save their family members. And later, the driver posted this video showing their quarrel online, triggering heated debate among internet users. And I think the heated debate will happen here today.
Yeah, I mean, at first, it just sounds like this guy at the toll booth takes his job way too seriously. Like, hey, yeah, I don't really care. I gotta get these payments, pal, so I don't care if it's an emergency. This payment's an emergency. And so, in which case, an ambulance was stopped and 5 minutes was taken, but this isn't the first time something like this has happened, actually, which is why it's kind of raising attention. Does something need to be done? Because in 2015, an ambulance in Shandong Province was charged at a toll station on its way to receive a patient. So, guys, this ambulance was going to get somebody, right? Maybe this person's having a heart attack. Moments to live. He needs medical attention. The driver, I guess, in this 2015 Shandong Province scenario, the driver refused to pay, but the toll collector thought only an ambulance with a patient on it should be free to charge. So after 10 minutes of quarreling, the ambulance drove back to the hospital. Didn't even go get the guy. And in December 2016, an ambulance in Sichuan province was stopped at a toll station for a toll fee. The driver and the toll collector quarreled for 24 minutes until a family member paid the fee. 24 minutes. These guys just, ambulance drivers and toll collectors are arch nemesises. And like, just like if you put these two people on round table, they would quarrel well past the hour we're allotted here on round table. But netizens are split on this, surprisingly. I think it's very surprising, and I'll talk about it after this. But netizens are split. Some netizens thought, hey, an ambulance is saving a person's life, which is the most important thing. 25 yuan should not be the biggest, should not be what stops a person from getting medical attention. But some netizens on the other side supported the toll collector, saying the hospital had already charged the patient for the ambulance service, which should include the toll charge. The driver should pay the fee. And one netizen said, the hospital charged the patient for the ambulance fee, which helps avoid waste of medical resources to some degree. I support the hospital to charge a reasonable fee for out-call service. And I also support the ambulance to pay the toll fee. And what if someone takes advantage of driving an ambulance to avoid paying a fee? Last I checked, people aren't driving around ambulances just because they get certain, you know, benefits from it. As I imagine, and if that's the case, if people are driving ambulances to avoid paying fees, maybe that's where we need to crack down. Because to be completely honest, you know, last time I went back to the United States, the time before last, my grandfather was waiting for me at my mom's house, and she lives in Los Alamos. It's high elevation, right? Okay, so ambulances in the U.S., they're very expensive if they have to come to you, especially if you don't have insurance, because the guys in there are EMTs, and so they are professionals, all right? Emergency medical technicians. So these guys go through training, and they really are professional in trying to keep you alive until you can get to that doctor. And everybody moves out of the way as soon as they hear the sirens of an ambulance. And I remember when I was going back right before, because of the high elevation, my grandfather had a heart attack at my mom's house in Los Alamos. But because of how professional these guys were and how quick they were to react, within, I think, 5 to 10 minutes, these guys were at my mom's place, picked him up, blared him to the hospital, got him there right away. And I can only imagine if you know, a toll was what maybe stopped my grandfather from getting to the hospital when he needed to, how infuriated I'd be. I mean, so 25 yuan, that's the cost of a life? That's so silly. And in fact, I would say, on top of this, you know, because traffic in many areas, especially on small streets, like let's take Beijing, for example, which, by the way, it's toll-free for ambulances in Beijing to get on these highways. But yes, maybe that's because in Beijing, if I'm driving around the city, you got to compete with jaywalkers, you got to compete with tricycles, other cars driving like maniacs on smaller streets. So the best and maybe the best way to get this person to the hospital is on a highway where people aren't stopping. There's no traffic lights. You're going, right? And in which case, I think in these certain circumstances, avoid toll fees altogether. And there even some people are talking about a green way, which means like a way where just for ambulances or rescue vehicles to go straight to where they need to go to save that life.
Yeah, well, you've covered a lot of ground there and certainly some good suggestions. And the issue here in China is that, of course, we all know for an ambulance to successfully and smoothly get to A to B is very important because, right, it's, you know, somebody's life is on the line. But surprisingly is there doesn't seem to be a unified standard or a rule, so to speak, that's addressing all these different situations that an ambulance goes through. And as we get back to this Hebei province scenario, what did the traffic authority or the hospital say about this? Because we see that internet users are very split on this. What about the authorities? What did they say?
Well, apparently, according to China's current regulations on the management of toll roads, Article 7 said that there are certain cases or there are certain kinds of vehicles that can be exempt from charging the toll fees, and they are military vehicles, armed police vehicles, and so on and so on. But apparently, ambulance is not one of them. And the legal experts also, his name is Wang Dianming, a lawyer in Beijing, said the highway and ambulance represented different social service departments. It is reasonable to charge for the service they offer. However, when human life is concerned, the two sides should not use that as an excuse for money and waste the rescue time. And I think there's no saint in this scenario. Both the driver and the toll collector are to blame to a certain degree, because we can say that if a life is really hanging on the thread, if this man in the ambulance is really critical, I'm sure the first one to pay would be the family member if they are in a quarrel. And it is what happened. And here, I understand what Ryan's saying, that you should not stop an ambulance just for the 25 yuan. But I also think if there is a regulation to follow, apparently the toll collector is following his regulation while the driver is not.
Well, we need to figure out what exactly does the ambulance stand for? Because is it
an emergency? These are, you know, like in the U.S. too, in special circumstances, we bend the law a little bit. Like, let's say a police officer pulls someone over. And in this scenario, let's say they pulled over a speeding car because inside the car, the officer finds out, oh my God, there's a pregnant woman that needs to be rushed to the hospital. The police officer many times will be like, I'll give you a police escort. Lead the car as fast as he can with his sirens to the hospital, these kind of circumstances. You know, a police officer, if I was just to follow my strict rules and A, B, C, D, these kind of things, I should just give him a ticket.
Do you know that
you're... And maybe in certain circumstances, right? I mean, there's a person possibly dying in the back of this car. And I granted, I think if I was a toll collector, I'd be like, hey, buddy, just go. Just go, 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 go. I wouldn't even stop to consider a 25 yuan price tag on somebody that if I was in that person's shoes in the back of that car, I'd be praying, please just let me go. I need to get to a hospital ASAP or I'm going to die.
Well, first of all, I think it should be reasonable that when the police is giving a car some kind of escort, sending a pregnant lady or a man in serious danger into the hospital, there should be a law saying that they could do that. I don't think there is the lack of such regulations or articles in any kind of law. And second, I think for the driver, well, maybe we're saying this is a scenario for certain people. It's the one time in a life because one man's life is in danger. But for the ambulance driver, it's his job. It's his every day. There should be a regulation to follow. It cannot be one man's judgment every day.
And what baffles me here is actually how unprofessional the ambulance driver could be, that he simply doesn't know should this be charged or exempt a fee when you're driving on the highway. And here is that mega debate that we're seeing. On the one hand, I think Ryan Price can be a good representative of this camp. That is, you're talking about emergency. You're talking about somebody's life. And then, especially when you flash the number 25 yuan, it just makes you want to...
In all honesty, how do you justify this? I mean, you have a human life, and on the other side, the difference between one time, one car, getting exempt for 25 yuan.
And the other...
So 25 yuan or a human life?
Yeah, but what about another hand? The other hand.
So three hands here.
Well, more than one person, I guess.
Okay.
So... there's also this aspect that is a lot of the ambulances in China are actually privatized business or it's...
Right, as I understand
it. Yeah, or public and private or something like that. Mm-hmm. So there is not one type of service in China. And then if it's a business that aims to make a profit... then shouldn't it pay for the toll fee?
I mean, to an extent, but you can't just like carelessly say extremes all the time. There's a gray area. This is a service and it is privatized. Maybe because hospitals can't afford to hire the staff when they're already short-staffed on so many levels. So they privatize it out saying, all right, at least we don't have to manage on the level of such a huge level when we're already dealing with a shortage of staff, a shortage of professionals. Let's just privatize the ambulances because we know in China there's a huge population and not a lot of professional medical technicians. All right, so in which case maybe you privatize it and maybe there's more money to be made there and so more people flock to jobs like ambulances, which are necessary and are everywhere in the world because you need to... When you have a heart attack, when an emergency happens, because not all health problems just happen over time. You know, when it happens, it's a state of emergency. And sometimes you have a matter of minutes, less than an hour. And we're talking about a toll fee of 25 yuan. And so in which case, I mean, I understand there's a toll fee to be paid by people that are driving, just using the highway every day. And let's say construction people that are driving to get from job A to job B. This is a human life. This is somebody's dad, somebody's husband, somebody's wife, somebody's child. And so even if it's privatized, I think the fact that it is somebody's someone and that is a human life, then maybe you shouldn't privatize it. Do whatever you need to make sure that this process is as expedited as possible. Because it's the difference between 25 yuan and a life.
I think making the process as fast as it could is Well, it's the point that I cannot agree more. Actually, the reason why the highways are collecting the toll fee from ambulances, but not from the 110, that's the police car, or from the firefighter's car, that's the 119 in China, is because ambulance is not considered as a social welfare. So it is considered as one of the service that's provided by the hospital. But I think the thing here is what Ryan has just said, because human life is in danger, and when that happens, we need a special kind of design, a special system that allows these ambulances to pass as fast as they could. And whether or not the money is coming from the patients or from the hospital or even from the country's tax system, it doesn't really matter. It can be handled later. And such service can be like a green kind of pass or some electronic devices allowing the toll collector to get the record of the ambulance without stopping it. And that all should be great, I think, ideas.
And the infrastructure is actually there. It's called ETC. That is, well, you know, okay, with the fast car
right,
to go
so
through.
So you just go through. But still, that doesn't get rid of traffic that's already in these lines. Sometimes these lines go slow because a quarrel's happening on a different level.
Yes. But here I think there is a fundamental question that needs to be answered. And actually, I think it is a matter of principle. Since now we have the benefit of hindsight and we can discuss what's reasonable a charge and who should pay for it, that is, actually, it is quite important to figure out, should the hospital pay for it? Should the patient and the family pay for it, or should it be exempted? There's also this other point of view that is, well, if an ambulance, well, it's debatable. Should it be an item of public welfare or not? And also, the highway, is that a matter of public welfare to some extent or not?
Right.
Because the highway cannot be charging a toll fee forever. There is a matter of time, statute of limitation too.
So you asked three questions.
Yes.
I'll try to remember all of them. So public welfare, those words, I mean public, people like you and me, and our well-being. How does an ambulance not fall into that category? But police do.
Yeah,
you know,
I can answer that.
And, hold on, please, New Hong Lin. And then you have the aspect of privatized versus maybe police who are government, right? Well, in which case, I mean, under certain circumstances, I can only imagine why ambulances are privatized in China. I'm not specifically sure if that's how it works in the U.S. Luckily, I haven't had to use an ambulance for my personal reasons. But I think anybody that, I think it's easy for people to talk about this unless maybe they've had this experience of being in an ambulance. And I guarantee 100% close to would say, get rid of this toll thing if they were in the back of an ambulance and had moments to get medical attention. I do think ETCs don't solve this problem because I think it might influence the drivers. Obviously, the drivers sometimes can be as petty as the toll collectors and say, well, I'm not going to pay $25 you want, even though I got a guy dying back here. I ain't doing it. And in which case, even if there's an ETC, he's still going to have to pay. What if he says, oh, I'm not going to pay, so I'll just take the side streets, and because he takes longer, the person dies.
If it's ETC, then it's one-time payment for a whole year. So, yeah.
Well, even then, I don't know. It's okay, so ETC, one-time payment for the whole year.
Yeah, and also
saving lives.
The reason I said I can answer the question is because I looked it up, and I'm so proud of that knowledge. Like, I'd like to share. That is, okay, for a police car or for a firefighter's car, actually, the man in danger has no choice of having that service or not. And that is why that falls into the category of a social welfare. However, as for ambulance, I'm not being the devil here, but actually you can choose to call or not call 120. That's the ambulance number in China. And there are cases that people are not in critical, well, there was cases when people were not in critical conditions and called the ambulance, and the ambulance with all the facilities and especially medical staff in the ambulance got onto the scene and with nobody to collect. And that is a waste of medical resources. And also, the case in the United States, actually there are problems there as well, because many of the ambulance companies are privatized companies, even in US, and since they cannot make a deal with the insurance providers, it's hard for that part of the money to fall into the insurer's plan or package. So they are also charging a very expensive ambulance fee, like you said.
Well, most of the hospitals in the US are also privatized, so healthcare is kind of like that in general.
Yes.
In the US. But most of them, you know, these hospitals take insurance because otherwise that's the only way people can afford to go get healthcare, which is the only way these hospitals can stay in business. Regardless, there's this suggestion of a green channel. I think the green channel's the perfect solution,
mm-hmm.
because that is just a lane to get onto this highway only for emergency purposes. And this is definitely an emergency. And I think, like I said, again, I don't think this would be a debate for anyone who's been in the back of an ambulance. Guys, I think at the end of the day, I do feel the family or whoever's calling the ambulance should be charged, and hopefully they have insurance so they don't pay such a huge bill. But because you are making that call, this is an emergency and I need attention now. Yes, I do believe you should be paying that bill on some level, hopefully with insurance so it's not so expensive. But after that, you are booked to the hospital and there is no other fees involved.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that the family, the patients should pay. And
I'm saying, yeah, when you make that call, you pay for the ambulance, the medical attention you get, and hopefully insurance is covering some of it.
What do you think,
Napoleon? I agree. And I also think in order to preventing such thing from happening again, we should have a nationwide regulation addressing the situation.
Exactly. And that is exactly what is in absence here, I suppose, because when you look at the situation in China, only Beijing, Guangzhou, and Heilongjiang province, mm-hmm. these three regions mm-hmm. allow exemption of the toll fee when it's an ambulance on the highway. So we need other places to come up with, I guess, a
standardized system.
Exactly. That everybody knows, and especially the driver of the ambulance knows.